I was born bold.
Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au. Worth. All the workshop equipment you need on the go. Download the new Worth app today.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Questions without notice. For the Man Shake. Lose the beer gut without losing the beers. Visit themanshake.com.au.
Righto, let's punch through a few of these before we get stuck into, well, tomorrow it'll be grand final. It's grand final holiday tomorrow too, Wisp. So we've got Ava Mendes tomorrow. What a, you know, in my mind, when we spoke to Eve,
I know,
it's spelled Ava, but Ava. I had the wrong Ava in my mind.
Who were you thinking of?
Ava Longoria.
Oh, no. Did you?
I had the wrong one in my mind's eye.
Are you serious?
Lucky I didn't ask her how she went on Desperate Housewives or whatever that show she was on.
Well, she anyway, did. She asked us a very funny question at one stage.
About the NRL.
About the NRL team. Yeah. And it was dead silence there for a minute because neither of us had any idea what she was talking about.
Georgie Boy Samios is also, he said, I need to go on the same day that Ava Mendes is on. So he's on tomorrow. He's doing a special grand final edition tomorrow. So you can't have a beer with your mates. Thank you, Dan. You can have a bottle of wine with your family. So he'll tell us what bottle of wine it is you can have with the grand final tomorrow. Righto, questions without notice. Would you rather, Wispy, having won three flags or four?
Three.
Would you rather have got a premiership ring than a premiership medal?
No. I would rather get a premiership medal. I wouldn't wear one of those big rings. I would never have worn it. Remember the day that Michael Lombardi came in here with his ring on?
That's right. I loved it. It was so big, though. How often do you wear your premiership medal?
No, I don't. I don't. But
well, what's the point?
Yeah, but you asked me the question, would I rather a medal or a ring? And I said I would rather a medal. Well,
but you said because you wouldn't wear the ring. Well, you don't wear your medal.
Well, no, I don't wear the medal, but I like the fact that it's in a little, you know, a little container and that type of thing. And
I'll
I can
put
just
the ring in
a
container for you.
Okay, well, yes, I'd rather a ring if that's what you want me to say. Why are we having a holiday tomorrow, given that we've all been through COVID-19 lockdown? There's no grand final parade here in Melbourne, nothing to do in Melbourne. Why are we having a public holiday for grand final here tomorrow?
I have absolutely no idea.
Why couldn't we just, if it has been written into law in this state, why couldn't we have just banked that holiday and the government could have handed it to everybody at a later date?
Wispy for Premier, I say. Hey, if Melbourne Storm win, can we get Punchy Paul Ken on next week?
Love to.
Apparently, I haven't been watching, but some of our listeners are saying that the anti-Melbourne Storm scenario continues up there. I haven't heard that. We need to get Punchy on.
Let's get him on next Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll do all AFL stuff on Monday, but maybe we can turn our attention to what Punchy Paul's been writing and saying a little bit later in the week. Basho Ouli said that he wants to play on. He doesn't have a contract next year.
Yeah.
That's just a given, isn't it?
Given.
Would you give him a 2-year deal or just make him play on a 1-year deal?
One-year deals. We've been working. He's been magnificent on a 1-year, so give him a oneer.
He's fresh as a daisy. He talked about his body's a temple. Obviously, nobody prepares themselves better than Basho Ouli does. He hasn't played a lot of footy this year, and he's still running around like he did when he was in his mid-20s.
Mm. When you write a newspaper story and you pettily include the line, he said in a paid interview, is that code for I missed the story, I wasn't good enough to get the story?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that person that wrote that, and he knows who he is, he should have a rethink about every guest that he has on his program, Footy Classified, because every one of them is a paid guest. And if they want to go down that track, then they should then make it apparent to everybody that this is a paid interview.
Yeah, put it up. Make sure you put it on your ticker if you're that excited about it, or is it just that you missed it and you weren't able to get it up when you're a fanboy of the Blues? I'm asking a question. It's a question.
Oh, that was a question.
Don't answer it. Don't answer
I won't need to answer that question. Do you think that we had Crow on just before, just talking about sort of breaking down a coach, what you need to look for, that type of thing? Do you think, I don't know whether or not they do take as much notice of what he talked about this morning as what they should. Do you think that clubs do when they appoint their coach?
More and more now. More and more now. I think it's become a much more exact... Well, it's never going to be an exact science, Wisp. But I think they would be absolutely... Well, actually, I don't know about that, to be honest. You'd hope. Let me say that. You'd hope that they do.
You'd hope. And coming through loud and clear, there are a lot of people out there that do need... I know there are people that have been working on the front line and they do need a holiday and a break, but I would hope that they get that anyway because of all the work that they've been doing and that is factored into their work. There you go. Gary, what other question have I got here for you? What do you think will get the deal done? The deal done for Jeremy Cameron?
One of the earliest first round picks and a good player would in the end push comes to shove, maybe, and then a transfer of some later picks, maybe a third for a second round or something like that.
And they'd
be
happy with that deal?
I don't know. It's not really. I love the trade period, but the reason we love talking to other people about it because we'll sort of get stuck into the absolute machinations. But two first round picks would be absolutely fair enough for Jeremy Cameron. I haven't got any problem with that whatsoever. Two first round and a player, they might be pushing it in the end, but they'll get that done. Geelong are a club that seem to get things done. That's what I would say to that. We set for a standoff between the AFL and the AFL Players Association in the off-season. Players are bracing for a cut in excess of 30%, apparently, according to Tom Rockliffe, and he reckons a lengthy standoff's for heading before we get to a resolution.
Yeah, we always talk about this, and guess what happens?
Yeah, but this is different. Well, they've given up 30% this year with COVID. Fair enough, we all have. But they and other stuff they say, which is all the ancillary benefits they get, you know, grand final access to all that sort of grand final tickets, blah blah blah. I'm not sure they're going to give up 30% again that willingly.
How strong do you think their position will be, though, given what we've all been through this year, COVID, and the projections of how difficult and how long it's going to take for the economy to come out of this COVID period we've experienced here?
Yeah, well, I'm sure the AFL will lay that all out on the table for them and say, yeah, here are the books. Well, they'd have to. Here's the books. Here's the deals. Here's how we've been compromised. Here's our $600 million line of credit that we've got to service to the bank. So there you go. It's going to be a challenge.
I spoke to the Ruck Whisperer yesterday specifically about how to deal with Tom Hawkins when he takes the boundary throw-ins. And you know what he said? This is the way that he thought it through. And it's a very simple way. That ruckman that goes to that stoppage, and he would be saying, send Nankervis to all those stoppages against Tom Hawkins. You've got to be assertive. He thinks that what happens at the moment, that ruckman, they're so worried about the position that Tom's going to take that they just are reactive to whatever he does. He says that Nankervis needs to be assertive, take up his position, and then play it from there. What do you think about that simplification?
Exactly what we said yesterday. Was he listening to us?
I don't think he was, no.
No. Hey, we did offer, by the way, just after our interview with Stephen Silvani yesterday, we offered Carlton and Kane Little by extension the opportunity to come on today and have his say and answer any questions we put to him or if he wanted to respond, but they declined that invitation. So just if you're wondering, we certainly did extend that invitation, but they declined.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Tom De Koning has just re-signed on a 2-year deal at Carlton. There you go. That's just come through. That's according to our friends at AFL Media. So that's another one of their big ones they've locked away.
That's right. This public holiday, though, a lot of people are having a crack at me about the fact that, you know, they worked hard, they deserve a public holiday. Well, there probably are some people out there that have worked hard. A lot of people haven't been able to work during this period. Wasn't the holiday implemented in the first place, though, so that more people could attend the grand final parade? Isn't that my understanding?
I think so. That would be my very basic understanding. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But there's no grand final parade.
Exactly. Have you got any more questions?
No, none.
Okay. I'm bare too.
All right. A reminder, 5 more chances only. We'll announce the 5th last chance tomorrow to win a Toyota Kluger GX 2-wheel drive for our Toyota Caller of the Year. So thanks to everyone that's participated and everyone that's texted through. It's busy, busy, busy. Own a Toyota. Download the My Toyota app. Today, after the break, Jared Waitley's going to join us.
That was Questions Without Notice. For the Man Shake. Lose the beer gut without losing the beers. visit themanshade.com.au.